Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. It's all in the way we treat your pet.
.749 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 40 degrees. Good Thursday morning to you. Roads are in good shape. Should you see any challenges, pass those along to us, and we'll do that the same in passing it on to our other listeners, 393-3700. That's the McLaren Health Plan phone line. The McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox is morningshow@1320wils.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Michael Camorn, who is president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association. Michael, how are you?
Very good, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. In the last several days, we have had representatives on from the ACLU as well as state representatives and state senators on to talk about the Michigan medicinal marijuana issue. As the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association, wanted to get your take on the bills that will, in some estimations, put more controls on how we deal with medical marijuana, and want to get your take on them.
Certainly. I think an important place to start is to realize that all this came to fruition from one individual, despite the fact that over 63% of the voters in 2008 mandated a change as far as how law enforcement looked at marijuana, medical cannabis. The biggest opponent, our attorney general, while he was in the Court of Appeals, took a very strong stance against the passage of that act, that referendum. And when he became the attorney general, he set out to try to prevent it from being implemented. He is the leading force that brought all this to fruition. He's the main architect of trying to limit the protections of what the act stand for. And he's the person that essentially directed, I believe, the House to act as it had, that resulted in these bills coming out. So that's where the premise starts from. It's not a premise of which they're trying to protect patients. It's really a amendments to help law enforcement, I believe.
So do you think that Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has a challenge with medical marijuana, or with marijuana period, to such a degree that he is really putting a lot of effort into this?
There's no question about it. I mean, it's been evidenced over the last 2 years. He did a tour across the state addressing medical marijuana, where most of the information provided was false and came from the era of reefer madness. But I'll tell you that I mention all that because the way that the bills came out of the House and are now going to be voted upon in the Senate had the intent of trying to appease Bill Schuette. And the bills that passed that the community is most upset with are those that appeased his desire. For example, the access to the registry. Now, if the bill passes, law enforcement officials, not even law enforcement officers, officials, which is a very loose definition, could have access to the Michigan Medical Marijuana Registry, where they could identify individuals with a very, very low threshold, only of probable cause. And if you didn't know this, the 135,000-plus patients that are on the registry were promised in 2008 that their information would never be released to anybody. It's kind of like changing the baseball game in the seventh inning, where you say, we're going to start going to two strikes and three balls. You know, in the mid-game, they change all the rules.
We understand that, in the opinion of many, and let's start with State Senator Rick Jones, he believes that the rules and regulations for medicinal marijuana aren't defined enough. He believes that you should have to see a medical doctor before you're prescribed marijuana, someone in person. He believes that it's too easy to get a license so that you could manufacture and sell marijuana, and that you could train people how to do this. How do you respond to that?
I've spoken with Senator Jones. He's of the old school. He's been quoted in the past of saying, no pothead is going to scare this sheriff. And that's his view, essentially. He doesn't understand medical cannabis. He's of the old you know, old school, that not understanding anything about medical cannabis, doesn't understand the health benefits, that it's non-toxic, that no one's ever died from the use of cannabis. And I'm not opposed to people following the rules, but I'm opposed to former sheriffs playing doctor, which is essentially what he's trying to do. I pressed him on this issue. He would say something to the effect of, so long as they have a real condition, he doesn't have an issue with it. He doesn't have an issue with them coming back, you know, after a year, not even maintaining a regular treatment plan with the physician. He just doesn't understand the various applications that cannabis can have to the various conditions. And that's inappropriate. What you find in a lot of these situations are people that are against marijuana but don't understand its medical benefits and want to try to play doctor.
Do you think that the majority of the people who are in this business are legit? Because we've had a lot of instances here. More than 70 businesses opened up before it was regulated more just here in the city of Lansing. There have been many of these businesses closed, many arrests, people growing more than they should. It seems to be somewhat of a problem. What do you think?
You know, what you hear about in the media are the worst of the worst scenarios, which are then exploited to try to make the medical cannabis community look bad. There's no question that there's a lot of positive medical use for cannabis that is taking place throughout the community that you never even hear about. You only hear about the arrests and the bus, but there are many stories where people are merely, you know, a gram over, or their door is unlocked and are finding themselves in court. And that's the ridiculous part of it. Law enforcement has not given any guidance. They have not assisted in trying to help implement the law. People call. They have questions for law enforcement. How should I do this? And their answer is essentially, we don't know. We'll ferret that out in court, which means we're going to arrest you first and ask questions later. I dispute the amount of abuse that is often a propaganda tool by the opponents. And I believe that, you know, what took place in Lansing drew a lot of attention to the medical cannabis community. Is probably the wrong place to have such a proliferation of the business side of it. But we now have the introduction by Representative Calton of the Provisioning Center Regulation Act, or Dispensary Act, which will give some guidance, hopefully, if it gets through. And those issues hopefully will be put to rest.
Michael, we have to see a physician to get most medicines. If it's not over the counter, we have to get a prescription. And most times you have to go see a doctor. Do you believe the same should be done for medical marijuana?
There's no question about it. The only way a person can be certified by the state is if a MD or DO signs a recommendation or a certification, which essentially states that this person would benefit from the use of cannabis. So I'm not against that. I think that you should have to see a doctor. If you're asking specifically about the Skyping or not seeing a person in person, I know that that's drawn some negative views of the medical cannabis community. But at the same time, this has been the progression of the treatment in medicine. You're finding that throughout the entire country and internationally, Skyping and that kind of interactions with patients is sometimes the only medical treatment people are going to get. I understand the concerns of it, that it doesn't appear on some levels to be legitimized, but what about the patients that can't drive? What about the sick patients that can't drive or even find a doctor in their area to get certified? So, you know, there's always two sides to things. I don't have a problem with patients seeing their doctor. And I think it's very clearly laid out in the law.
All right, final question for you, Michael. Is this just a problem because there's crimes, there's accidents, or do people just dislike marijuana and they don't want to deal with it?
I think it's an educational thing. I think we've grown up in a period of time where there's been the greatest propaganda media campaign against cannabis in the history of media, and this kind of resonates, and you've got this establishment of law enforcement who has not been educated at all. You know, how do you expect, you know, after 75 years of prohibition, you know, with the passing of a initiative, that all the law enforcement agents are going to change unless you try to educate them? That's been the major problem. There's been no effort on the part of the state to change the way law enforcement looks at medical cannabis. And without that, you're going to have problems. And that's where we're at right now.
Michael Camorn is the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association. Michael, we appreciate your time. We'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Enjoyed it. Take care.
7:59. It's currently 40 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Good morning.
5,000 watts of power. This is More Compelling Talk Radio. 1320 WILS, Lansing.